The hailing frequencies are open because this is GHL Extra, and I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson. Why are you on NPR?
Well, no, I was just very dramatic, but I will be on NPR. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you for supporting us on Patreon, and we are here to talk more about the subject today, monster hunters. The focus, Van Helsing. Is he the greatest? Thoughts, Ashley?
Well, since we're on NPR, I'm Sarah Koenig, and I will be presenting this as a journalistic podcast, but you will actually listen to me fall deeper and deeper in love with my subject as the season goes on.
I hear your bias there, and I understand it.
You hear my derision.
Would you also like to talk about MailChimp in every single episode? Then the one person that was like, MailChimp?
I know, I felt really bad for her.
We're not here to talk about MailChimp, even though I have used it in the past, and it is pretty great. This is not a plug for them. We're here to talk about Van Helsing.
Van Helsing.
The man that is currently sprinting to Europe. Oxford. Somewhere in Oxford, looking for
it's
the grave.
It's like a mile and a half outside of the city of Oxford.
J.R.R. Tolkien. Yeah. Man, that's a character that could come back, Van Helsing. And Van Helsing could come back in one
remember,
of these.
Because there's remember. A lot of characters who we have forgotten.
That's fine.
That's not a drag. That's just because we've done like over 500 episodes. It's just a fact. Really quick, before we get into some of the Monster Hunter questions that I have, do you, we talked maybe on the main episode about watching the Van Helsing trailer. Are we going to do that?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Do you want to do that before we talk about Van Helsing? Or should that be the ender as like the kickoff? Because I need to connect.
Okay, then I will.
Why don't you talk and I will set up all the technical stuff for that.
Okay, so this, I went to a list of monster hunters. There were some in there that I thought were super, super solid.
It's interesting. I didn't think there were that many monster hunters, but I guess I'm shocked.
There were some that I thought were absolute nonsense. Mm-hmm. Here's my question, because on this list of characters was Maui, specifically the character from Moana, as a monster hunter. And
what?
I thought that was some fucking bullshit.
It is some fucking
because,
bullshit.
Like, yes, he does fight monsters, but if Maui is a monster hunter, then by that logic, are not all ancient heroes and gods monster hunters by definition? Because most ancient pantheons have these mythological features, like is Hercules a monster hunter?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just thought that was very, very silly. So I just wanted to bring that up because it like struck me. But would you consider like all ancient gods and heroes monster hunters? Or do you think that that's parsing?
I'm going to say that is bullshit.
Bullshit.
No, I don't think so. By the way, I didn't know this until recently, but there is a 5-season 2016 Van Helsing drama that is on Netflix.
Yes, I believe it's currently struck work.
Vanessa Helsing.
Which is why I did not bring it up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, no, it's fine. It's the same reason. It's the extra, but it's the same reason why we didn't talk about what we do in the shadows.
My bad.
Because I would have actually really liked to talk about it. I haven't seen
it. It ended in 2021. So
okay.
It is over.
It's not super well recorded.
I know Carl Urban is a Van Helsing movie too. I got to figure out if that's like a sort of direct DVD version of this.
So I looked at this list and I tried to pull characters that
we would know.
You would know specifically because listed on here was like Geralt of Rivera, who's the Witcher. And I'm like, yes, absolutely. He is a monster hunter. That is what he does. But you're not familiar with the Witcher, either the games or the TV show. And then on the list was also pretty much the entire.
I would say the Witcher is a monster hunter. Yeah, it's a good version of it. Too.
Definitely. Yeah. But pretty much every character from Attack on Titan was on the list, which is fair because they, you know, they fight the big titans. But again, Jason's not an anime girly. So here's one. The minute I saw this, I said, I can ask Jason about this monster hunter and he will have a lot of opinions and hot takes.
Sure.
Jason, yeah. Samurai Jack is a monster hunter.
Ooh.
Yes or no?
Not by the strictest definition.
Uh-huh.
But Aku is an evil spirit.
Yeah, and arguably a monster.
And that is his, but I'm going to say, so this is my definition of a monster hunter.
Yeah.
A monster hunter to me is kind of like a private detective or a cop. You don't really have like one specific antagonist or, you know, like you are looking for monsters, any kind of monsters. In Samurai Jack, only wants to kill Aku to get home.
Uh-huh.
He's not searching the future for other monsters. He actually fights more robots and aliens than anything else. I'm going to say no, although I understand why he's on this list. Okay. I can understand it.
How about Buffy Summers?
100%. She is 100%. She's a vampire slayer, but she also fights other monsters besides vampires. And in fact, if Buffy Summers is on this, that means Angel the Vampire is on this list as well. And yes, 100%, he is a monster
but
hunter.
But does that count because he's also a vampire?
Yes, but he is a good vampire hunter. Mm. And actually, Angel, if you watch that series, actually fights more monstery people and like big serpents and big demons than he does vampires.
Okay, let me ask you this. I pulled this one specifically for you. Uh-huh. Ash Williams, monster hunter, yay or nay?
By the strictest definition, yeah, he is.
Unintentional, though,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he...
Like, it's not his business.
He and Van Helsing would be contemporaries. Yeah, he is... It's mostly zombies.
Yeah.
But he does fight, like, bat creatures and witches. And yeah, he's a monster hunter. He's a terrible monster hunter, but he's a monster hunter.
Do you think Abraham Van Helsing and Ashley Williams would get along?
No, God, no. I think Van Helsing would kill him.
Do you really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's very, very funny to me. So I would like your opinion on this because I don't remember enough of the one movie.
I just want to see if I can test the sound.
Okay,
on this.
Go for it.
Hold on. We won't watch this yet, but I wanted to make sure the sound works. Come on. Okay, I think the volume on my iPad is low, so. I'm just going to turn it up. All right. I think it works. We're good for whenever we're ready. But okay. We'll keep going on the list.
So there was a character who was listed as a monster hunter. I've only seen one of the movies that they're in. I think you've seen more than them.
Sure.
And I don't.
Tom Cruise.
I don't. No. Tom Cruise is just straight up a monster who benefits 100%. From slave labor and it's a neglectful parent. Mm-hmm. So I would like your opinion. Is Riddick a monster hunter?
No. 100% no.
Because he was at the top of a lot of lists that
No.
And I was perplexed by this.
He fights space humans, and then in one movie, he fights aliens on a planet. He is not a monster hunter. No.
What do you think? I know you and I've only seen a handful of episodes of the show. I know you have only seen a handful of episodes, but they are very popular. What about the Winchester brothers from Supernatural?
Oh, yes, they are monster hunters.
Because that whole show kind of, even though, like, their ethos, I believe, is to find their father.
Yeah, but they're, or at least but they're, the but they're fighting all kinds of scary demons. They're definitely
They literally
monster
fight
hunters.
Fairies in, yeah. In one episode.
And if you're putting the Winchesters in here for Supernatural, then that means Winona Earp goes on here, too.
Oh, I hadn't that, thought
that
about
show.
Winona
yeah,
Earp.
She is also a monster hunter.
What about, because you were kind of talking about, you were making the comparison to a private detective earlier.
Yeah.
Would you say that Harry Dresden is a monster hunter?
Yes, I would. Yes,
have
I would.
Have you read any of the Dresden files?
I tried. I couldn't get into them.
Yeah, I read the first like four or five.
I couldn't get into them. I know on the show, the guy that plays Detective Lanch.
Yes, it's the same actor.
Paul Blackthorne is the guy who plays Dresden.
Yes, yeah. I think he's a good casting choice.
I do too. I just couldn't get into it.
You do such a good impression of his American accent. What about Hellboy?
Yes, Hellboy is definitely the whole,
but also a monster
himself. Yeah, that's why it's compelling, right?
Yeah.
Because if he was a human, he would hunt and lock up Hellboy and even Abe Sapien.
Yes,
the whole BRPD are all monster hunters.
I actually think Abraham Van Helsing and Hellboy would get along really well.
I do too.
I think they would be I think he could work well in the BPRD.
Yes, but the story starts out with Van Helsing would try to kill Hellboy.
Yes. And then the second act turn would be their.
Then Van Helsing would do a little clog and Hellboy would laugh and they'd have a beer.
They'd have a great time. Cassie Hack, I also want to shout out, was on this list of Hack Slash. I know. I don't think you've read that series.
Is she a monster hunter?
For sure. Yes. Okay. Tim Seeley series, but I like that
Tim
character.
Seeley's a great writer.
And so I wanted to shout that out. John Constantine.
Yes, he is a monster hunter, 100%.
Absolutely would not get along with Abraham Van Helsing.
Nope. That means Atana's on this list too.
Yes, and here's the fun thing about Constantine though. He would not get along with Van Helsing because he would probably be in a vampiric orgy at Dracula's palace at the time.
John also has some demon blood in him, so like Van Helsing might try to kill him.
Yeah.
Okay,
so we've kind of run down like a fun list of these characters. Uh-huh. You can keep as many of them in your mind. Like you can keep Samurai Jack, you can remove him as you wish. Compared to some of the other people we've talked about, how do you think Van Helsing stacks up? Is he the greatest fictional monster hunter, or is he just the mold from which these other characters were born?
He is the mold. But I hate to say it, I think he is the greatest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he's only in one book, and I know
But it's an iconic legendary book.
And I know that it is primarily because of all his children and descendants.
Yeah.
But man, it is a hell of a legacy. It is a hell of a thing. I kind of think he is. I think to go back to this movie that we're going to watch,
yeah,
I think that's the big reason why we're all like, oh, I can't believe that movie wasn't better, because this is such a golden idea. Mm-hmm. This is such an amazing idea. I also think that to me, like the reason why I go back to that Van Helsing probably kills John Constantine is that I really feel like Van Helsing is... And that would be probably some of the fun of the stories. Mm-hmm. I really feel like Van Helsing is the straight and narrow monster hunter, where he's like, I don't care if like one finger of you is demonic, I'm gonna kill you.
If you're the classic trope of I have one drop of demon's blood, he would still go after you.
And that would be the fun of his stories, is to be like, well, no, just because I have the one drop doesn't mean... It's the classic Buffy Summers and Angel.
Because it was
the same thing. Like in the first season of Buffy, she thinks Angel is this hot guy she sees in a club. And I don't think she discovers that he's a vampire until like 5 or 6 episodes in. And then when she does, she tries to kill him. And then the rest of the season is him being like, no, I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
I'm a good guy.
Because also like Blade is debatably a monster hunter.
Blade is technically a vampire.
Yeah.
Again, he's a Damphir.
Yeah. Can I tell you two Damphir options that were on some of the lists that I looked at, but I thought were too silly tonally to include?
Well, if that guy from Moana was on here, dear God.
Maui.
Yeah, not a monster hunter anyway.
Welcome. The Ghostbusters.
Technically, yes. Technically, they are monster hunters. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're goofy, but yeah, they're technically monster hunters. Yeah.
And then Mystery Inc., the Scooby Gang.
They are too. They are too. Yeah. Although they typically it's humans that dress as monsters. Yeah,
it's almost never an actual monster.
But some of the more recent ones have made it monster. No, yeah. Technically they're monster hunters too.
Yeah.
Van Helsing would murder Scooby-Doo the second he talked.
He would. But I think he would like the kids because I think he would, you know, if you think about like
Fred,
he works. No, I think he would like all of them because he works in Dracula with sort of a group of people who he gets to boss around and act as a mentor to. And I think he would do that to the kids. But
he would murder Scooby the second Scooby talks.
100%.
Yeah. No, I think both of those are technically monster hunters. Yeah.
Okay.
But I still think Van Helsing is number one. I really do.
It's interesting because it is parsing different mediums because obviously he's a literature character.
Yeah. Yeah, but his legend looms large. It's kind of like we talked about the argument of like who is the greatest detective in pop culture. And it's to me, it comes down to a debate of it's between Batman and Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
And I kind of think Sherlock Holmes wins.
I would say Sherlock ekes it out because he just predates Batman by so much.
And also just because Batman tends to just punch people in the face instead of doing detective-y stuff.
Yeah. And Sherlock only punches people in the face if Robert Downey Jr. wants to.
But think about
it.
Sherlock is a contemporary of Van Helsing.
Yes,
and
very much so.
And
yes.
To this day, we would still be like Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
I mean, it's between Sherlock Holmes and Columbo, definitely.
Columbo!
Well, let me tell you, Sherlock, this is the way it goes.
You know, and maybe we're just kind of proving a point that, you know, how much staying power you have doesn't, it counts for a lot.
It does. It really does. Yeah.
Okay, shall we get to this trailer?
Yes, I will say that this is the Van Helsing teaser trailer. It's only a minute 30 long.
So it's short,
So it's short. I couldn't really find a good
Yeah, but you know what? We don't want to be silent on here for too long.
Yep, here we go. So here is the Van Helsing teaser trailer. Say, the Vatican. You're seeing the Vatican right now. Van Helsing walking through the Vatican.
My life. My job. My curse. Is to vanquish evil.
Doing a bit of a dialogue, I forgot about that.
Now that I have your attention.
His name is Van Helsing.
Some say you're a holy man. Others say you're a murderer.
A lot of speed ramps in this.
Which is it?
It's a bit of both.
He has come to a forbidden land to battle enemies that are legend.
What are we dealing with and how do I kill it?
The Wolfman. Frankenstein.
There's the text on the screen.
Dracula.
This is where I come in.
Evil has one name to fear. Hugh Jackman is Van Helsing.
Van Helsing's looking into no, it's not as cool. He was looking into a well and then a vampire came out. What do you think based off that trailer?
It doesn't look like shit. I think it's a pretty good trailer. I was watching it. I was like, I'm kind of spoilers at the time of this recording. We haven't rewatched it for a recording yet.
We're actually just spoilers for the time of this recording. We are actually watching it in about an hour.
Yeah. It was almost as soon as we're done with this. Yeah. And I'm like, am I looking forward to watching? I'm trying to save. I have a bias toward this movie and I'm trying to save why. For our next episode, but I watched that and I was like, I'm kind of excited to watch the movie.
I'm going to say to the listeners, it is kind of a goofy trailer.
Yeah.
It has aged a bit.
It's very of its time.
It highlights the problem that I have with this movie that I will say ahead of time.
Yeah.
That I think the biggest problem with this movie is that there are multiple monsters in it.
I agree.
And that the movie should have just been about Dracula. Mm-hmm. Because you saw it in the trailer, Wolfman, Dracula, Frankenstein. And there are more than that. I know. Aren't there little fairy, whatever. Anyways.
It opens with Mr. Hyde.
But that is the problem. And that is, to me, where this movie went wrong. It had the entire buffet and it should have had one. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you, Ashley. Looking at this trailer, I'm like, yeah, there's enough good shots in this trailer where I'm kind of like, yeah, maybe this movie isn't dog shit.
I don't think it's going to be dog shit. I don't think it's going to be good, but I don't think it's going to be dog. Jason, I'm going to say this right now.
Yeah.
I think you and I have watched way worse movies for this podcast because you made me watch a Fantastic Four movie for this podcast.
And Spawn.
Oh,
for the Patreon. I made you watch Spawn for the Patreon. Yeah. Spawn is dog shit.
Yeah.
And I have a special love for that movie, even though it's pure dog shit. No, I think it's going to be rough, but I will say, like, again, you look at that trailer and you're like, yeah, there's some good stuff in here.
Yeah.
There is some good stuff.
Hugh Jackman is a good choice for this movie.
He's really still going to be the best thing about this movie. It's going to be interesting. I also remember this movie having a really great opening.
I know exactly what the opening is.
It's going to be interesting to see if we eat these words next week.
In about a week,
In about a week. So, listeners, tune in for that.
Woo!
All right, Van Helsing, is coming next week.
Van Helsing, yes.
All the clogs. All the clogs. So many clogs in the Van Helsing. It's a coming. You like the clogs?
Huh?
You like the clogs?
Sure. I love the clogs.
Sorry, I came back. I started running towards England, and then I realized I don't really know what it is.
It's east.
No, I mean from here. This is the first time in Los Angeles.
East.
East?
Just go northeast, and you'll hit England.
I mean, what, I hit New York first?
Yeah.
Then what do I do when I get to New York?
Well, then you go to Canada, because that's far.
That's straight north. So in Canada, then where do I go?
East, northeast.
But that's the ocean.
Yeah.
From where?
The ocean.
I can run into the ocean.
Get a jet ski. Go to England.
Rent a jet ski?
Yeah.
Won't that take like a year?
Yeah, probably.
Jet ski across the ocean?
So don't come back for a year.
Oh, I'll come back next spooky season.
Okay.
Is that the
end? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Off to the jet ski store. and he's gone. Wow. There he goes. Wow.
He runs really fast.
He's jet skiing. It's those wooden shoes. Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for your support. This has been Geek Hush Lesson Extra. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye, super friends.